This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. It's the start of a brand new week and it's a big one. We've got the earnings upon us on Thursday. Infi and TCS report numbers on Friday, Wipro, HCL Tech, HDFC Life. So Q3 FY24 earnings begin this week. In terms of the cues for the day, well, the GIFT Nifty is suggesting a flat start, mildly lower, but you would say flat, right? Consolidating from last week. Global markets too were consolidating. US eked out some gains on Friday with the key indices up to about 0.1%. But for the week, they did see some profit booking. In terms of the important cues, Brent crude prices have risen over the weekend. Now closer to $78.50 per barrel. Last week, we were on the 77 handle as Middle East tensions continue to remain about the Suez Canal. Dollar index steady at 102.4. We've got lots of business updates coming through about, you know, how Q3 is going to shape up. So you've got Titan, which has said the core jewelry segment is likely to see, has seen about a 23% growth. But remember, Titan, even though it's a much larger company, and in fact, that's the reason, it is underperforming some of its peers like Kalyan. So the two-year CAGR for Titan's jewelry business growth is at 16.8% versus 25% for Kalyan. GCPL has reported a good business update. They're talking about a mid-single-digit volume growth in Q3, with Indonesia having seen a double-digit volume growth. Marico, on the other hand, continues to bear the brunt of a rural slowdown. They've said consolidated revenues declined in low single digits, even as volumes did see a low single digit kind of growth. Nykaa has said the BPC, beauty personal care vertical, has seen a growth in mid-20s, net sales approximately up 20%, while the fashion business, GMV, gross merchandise value growth, is approximately in the 40s, with the net sales in their low 30s. In terms of banks, Bank of Baroda, the advances growth is okay, about 2.4% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, but the deposit growth is anemic, down 0.6% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. It's a bit disappointing on the deposit growth front. Union Bank has seen strong loan growth. Advances are up 11.4% on a year-on-year basis, up 5.7% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Bajaj Auto will be meeting today where they will consider a buyback. So that's going to be an important one. And Federal Bank, RBI should be on your radar, because RBI has asked Federal Bank to submit two names to be the MD of the bank, because Shyam Srinivasan's term will come to an end. The other important macro cue, the first advance estimate of India's growth has come in at 7.3% for FY24, ahead of RBI's estimate of 4%. This is the last GDP which will be released before the Union Budget is presented. In terms of flows, we have the DII's net sell, 3,498 crore in cash, while the FI's net bought, 1,697 crore in the cash market. So that rounds up our cues for the day. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.